Just going to go into the conference room.
This woman only wants to be identified as Linda. At 65, she has been fighting for a year to get guardianship of her grandnephew, Michael.
Because of the abuse that was occurring and the neglect. And I tried many times to get guardianship through the courts and to no avail.
Then she found Bedzetic, an organization that provides free legal help to those who can't afford a lawyer. Bedzetic staff connected Linda with pro bono lawyers from a large law firm, and they represented her. After a year of fighting, Linda won guardianship of Michael.
I was kind of numb for a while, and until I said, my goodness, it happened. It finally happened. Now he's with me. Now I can go home and say to Michael, we have a home, Michael.
A growing number of lawyers, many from prestigious law firms, offer free help for needy clients, says David Lash of the law firm O'Melveny & Myers.
The last 10 years has seen a substantial growth in pro bono participation among lawyers.
O'Melveny & Myers handles anything from corporate law to intellectual property law. It also has a robust pro bono program worldwide.
The notion is burgeoning and growing. We're doing a lot of pro bono work through our office in London and in Brussels, and lawyers in our Hong Kong and Singapore and Beijing offices are getting more and more involved in pro bono pursuits.
Hi, it's David.
Lash spends his workday talking to the community and organizations that offer free legal help to the needy. He also reviews pro bono cases for his firm.
It is in the child's best interest.
On this day, he starts by meeting with Bedzetic's pro bono director, Diego Cartagena. The topic, how to offer free legal help to the children coming to the United States from Central America.
We anticipate that there will be hundreds of cases involving these children coming through the next few months.
After this meeting, Lash gets on a conference call with lawyers and advocates in another state to give advice about legal issues with immigrants. Then he is off to speak to a new intern about pro bono work. Lash says there are many reasons law firms offer free legal help.
In order to really maintain a competitive edge, major law firms really need to have vibrant pro bono programs. They're invaluable ways to train young lawyers. They're great recruiting tools when we're all interviewing at the top law schools.
Lash says giving people access to justice is what democracy is all about.
It's a magnificent feeling to use your skills and your profession to touch somebody's life in a really profound way.
They made us feel special. They didn't make us feel like we were basically a handout.
Instead, Linda has a feeling of gratitude that goes beyond words. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
It's so wonderful.